Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Found everywhere.
National Disc Jockey Day.
He's one of your real DJ pals.
Oh, I like it.
I love him.
Best DJ on the radio.
Happy DJ Day.
Okay, so the fact is, we're not DJs. We're radio personalities now, so does that make us RPs?
Oh, I don't know, but I kind of like the part where it said, the delightful creature that is the disc jockey.
Yes, possibly back in the 50s, we were delightful. Or in the 60s.
I don't know if people would describe me as delightful.
I've been called a lot of things on social media, so I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, we did open the show with National Disc Jockey Day, and we did make light of the fact that one of the two of us did actually spin discs. Way back, the whole DJ thing goes way back. 1958, Alan Freed, a disc jockey in Cleveland, was thought to be the first known disc jockey. He called himself that. He is also known for coining the term rock and roll. So that's pretty cool as well. So Alan Freed, going way back to 1958.
And here he is in person, Alan Freed.
Now, nailed down the roof, gang, because here's a new act that can blow it right off.
Nailed down the roof, gang, because here's a new act who can blow it right
off. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so 50s, doesn't it?
1958.
It's going to blow your socks off. Listen up, kids. Gather around the radio. Here's a tune that is sure to get you grooving.
Tracks on wax. Red hot tracks on wax. Cooking with gas. Here we go.
The funny thing is you really did have to jockey the disc because 45s, what were they, singles on each side, right?
Yep.
So you had to jockey them from place to place in order to keep the music rolling. Makes total sense to me.
You got it. Freed was the man back in 1958. Hell, that was even before I was born. And he actually got arrested once on the air. Now, listen to this. This is a crazy story, especially considering the events of January 6th. Freed once said on the radio, it looks like he's at a Boston radio station at the time. Okay. It looks like the Boston police don't want to have a good time.
Oh.
While he was playing like some big hit. Like he said that, I guess the police department was against rock and roll and they don't want you to have a good time. Well, Freed ends up getting arrested and charged with inciting a riot.
Oh, geez.
And he was later fired from that job at WINS for inciting a riot by telling the listeners the Boston police don't want you to have a good time. Wow.
Whoopsies.
Now,
okay.
Fast forward to this January 6th. Enough said. Okay. I don't think a disc jockey was inciting a riot, but wow. Alan Freed, he is one of the gods of radio.
Very cool. I almost want to put it out there to people listening. I wonder if it's too early. If Tom Morgan DJ'd your wedding, please call us on the Ford Fun Line right now. 1-800-326-94KX.
Generations of that, that's for sure. And
yeah.
And to think I started in the Wilkes-Barre Scranton area, but I only spent about 5 years up there. And the entire rest of my career has been right here in Central PA.
Yeah.
I love Central PA. It's my home. I have made it
indeed
my home.
It is.
So thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We are not disc jockeys. We are Tom and Laura in the morning.
We are button pushers. We have a fancy computer that, yes, you know, you just click. And that's it.
You're exactly right.
I don't think
right.
I've ever spun any records.
I have said before that if you could order a sandwich at Sheetz MTO, you could probably work at a radio station. Instead of, yes, I'd like the onions on my sandwich, we press this button over here, Laura, that says, yes, I'd like to hear some Alexander Ford. 970 million dollars. I just don't know. I don't know what to say. Nobody hit the Mega Million last night.
I can't.
I can't even think about that much money.
Someone eventually, somewhere, is going to win.
Friday, 970 million. Tonight's Powerball, 730 million.
All right, Tom, are we spending $5 again?
We're still doing it, right? I mean, we didn't do it together because we couldn't last week, but I still bought my tickets. I mean, I'm in it. I'm in it, and I pledge to give you a chunk of money, and we're going.
Again, I will say on air, I win. You know what? Now I might just give you $10 million, seriously.
as the jackpot goes up,
we started off at one, and I don't want to be greedy, but I feel like 10, it's like, okay.
You see, friends, as the jackpot goes up, Laura's love for me arises as well. It's amazing.
Indeed it does. It is an endless pool of just fondness and affection for my Tommy Tom.
There you go. Sam Tyler, our nighttime personality here. Don't call her a DJ. I was talking to her yesterday, and I gave her my idea that I've had for a long time, and we've talked about it before, where I just carry a wad of money around, and people who got on my nerves, I'd hand them $1,000 to go away. And she thought that was the funniest thing ever, you know?
It's really a win-win situation because, one, someone is kind of getting under your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, here you go, please go away. But then, two, you make that person's day so they can't be mad at you.
It is a win-win.
Because they look at the money and they're like, wait, what? They're just, go away.
So right down to things that like big rock and roll celebrities do or high-paid professional athletes, you could do that kind of stuff yourself. Like, here's an example. Your laptop isn't working well this morning. You throw it out the window. I mean, through the window at work. You just pick it up and you throw it through the window. And the boss comes out, what are you, nuts? And it's like, don't worry about it. I already ordered a new one and a contractor's coming over to replace the window. It's all good. I got this. I mean,
okay, how about we not behave like petulant children just because we come into some money, okay? That's not classy. You got to keep it classy.
Don't crush my dream here.
I'm going to crush those dreams.
I want to destroy a hotel room like a rock and roll star.
The answer is no. I will be really mad at you.
And you'll take your money back?
Yes.
Oh, damn. All right. News is coming up next. Mark has got that for us.
Technically, no takesy-backsies, but in that case, you destroy property. It's a no. It's a big no for me.
Rob Center's got the sports. Steve has the weather. And Laura.
I'll give it to Steve.
Okay. News is next. Oh, my. Stay with us.
Hey.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
You've heard the news. Now it's time for the good news with Laura.
That's
Good.
Right. Yay. And we have some awesome, awesome stories to chit-chat about this morning. Make you smile bright and early today.
Good. Go ahead.
All right. Have you bought your Powerball ticket yet?
Yeah, I will this afternoon.
Okay. Because you never know. And a woman in Toronto, so our neighbors to the north, just hit the lottery for $47 million using numbers that came to her husband in a dream.
Ooh.
So, as you're waking up this morning, chit-chat with your spouses, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your roommates, your kids even. Ask them for some numbers because, oh my goodness gracious, those jackpots are huge.
That's a $47 million dream for that lady.
Well, and listen, here in the U.S. of A., it's approaching $1 billion, okay, friends?
Unbelievable. That's good news.
That's great news. Here's some good news coming off of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is pretty awesome. A very rich, very anonymous donor gave $40 million to put 50 civil rights lawyers through school. The NAACP announced it this week for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, meaning that those individuals will have no student loans and will be able to get their degrees.
Wow. That's good financial news.
It's good financial news. It's great news, too. And last but not least, a woman in Wisconsin who recently beat coronavirus is gearing up to celebrate, wait for it, her 109th birthday.
What? Wow.
Remarkably, at this age, she was able to fight through that horrible virus and is doing very well today. She's gaining her strength back and becoming the old Ruth we knew.
Way to go, Ruth.
Can you imagine being 109 years old, getting COVID, beating COVID, and then being able to celebrate?
That's great news for her. And you know what? That's good news for all of us.
That's right. And you can find good news every single weekday morning right here with Tom and I. We like to gather the stories from around the internet every evening to chit-chat and make you smile bright and early on a weekday morning. We call it good news.
We're not in the same room. It's just the way we do things. A lot of changes coming today, Laura. It's a big day.
It is.
We'll get a new president of the United States. You could hear it on WKOK or on the app. If you're at work, just punch that up at about 11 a.m. President Biden will sign 17 actions today. Wow.
I mean, I guess that's running. How you get stuff done. 2 seconds in office, sign, sign, sign. I know that President Trump did something very similar 4 years ago when he was inaugurated. Mm-hmm.
They do that.
That's cool. I just hope that everything stays peaceful and calm in our nation's capital.
Yes, fingers crossed on that. Please, peace. So Biden with 17 actions coming in, Trump with 73 pardons going out. That's, wow, that's a lot of pardons.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
Again, I know Obama, predecessor, did something similar. Not quite that many.
Yeah.
That seems a bit excessive.
But hey, it's a palooza!
Get ready for outgoing Don's pardon palooza! Come one, come all! It's a flurry of pardons on the last day!
Yeah!
The final farewell! And a whole lot of get-out-of-jail-free cards! He's granting clemency! Commuting sentences! And plenty of pardons! 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 Nobody's doing time. Everyone goes free. Friends, family, politically connected donors. If you've got the jail time, he's got the presidential pardon power. Hurry, offers expire at noon. Outgoing Don's pardon palooza. Oops. Pardon me.
I get it. That guy that does all those arena shows, those motocross shows, those monster truck shows at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds.
That, he needs a gig. Like, used car dealerships. Maybe we need one of those big, like, squiggly spaghetti man, like, blow up arm things outside of the White House today.
Because
it's like a sale on pardons.
It's a pardon palooza. Tom and Laura in the morning. Yesterday, if you were with us, Laura announced that she had the opportunity to get the COVID vaccine, being an employee and a coach in the Southern Columbia School District. On your personal page, I love the photo. I just want to tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. It was really nice, too, because my sister, who is a teacher in the district, and mm-hmm. I coach with her, our appointments were back-to-back. So,
yes.
Very exciting stuff.
Adorable stuff. And you wore your, you know, to show support, you wore your Southern Columbia Cross Country skull cap, which I thought was great.
I did. It's my favorite hat.
And you were giving the thumbs up while you're getting the injection. I got to ask you, different people have felt different ways. You said your arm's okay today? You could pitch out of the bullpen? You all right?
No, I don't know if I'd want to be called out of the bullpen.
Oh, really? Do tell.
So... yesterday, immediately afterwards, moving into the afternoon, totally fine. I would be lying if I said it didn't hurt. The spot itself this morning is tender.
A little tender.
I wouldn't go to the gym and lift weights right now.
Oh, okay.
Definitely wouldn't do any push-ups.
Tell us, because hopefully all of us will have the opportunity to get this vaccination soon. You after they give you the shot, you have to sit and they have to observe you for a while. Is that it?
Yep, about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the staff at Geisinger, I went to the Hood Research Center on the main campus of Geisinger in Danville yesterday. Everything was seamless from check-in to the actual vaccination itself to then sitting in sort of the observation lounge. They just want to make sure that you don't have a reaction to anything. But in chatting with the nurse who gave me my vaccine, well, the first dose of my vaccine, mm-hmm. She said that it's actually the shortest ingredient list that she's ever seen on a vaccine.
Really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now you wait for what, 25 days or something like that?
Yep, I'm scheduled to go back in February. They gave me my appointment for my second dose right then and there. Immediately got a follow-up email to my Southern email. Mm-hmm. And basically, I should have... Now, this is based upon the CDC information. I got the Moderna vaccine yesterday.
Okay.
Right now, 24 to 48 hours after initial first dose, it's something like 60% immunity as my body builds up a defense.
Ah, okay.
And then after the second injection, it kind of goes up into the 80s, almost 90s.
Mm.
But yeah, pretty cool stuff. I got a lot of love yesterday on social media. Mm-hmm. I also got some... not so nice private messages from folks thinking that I skipped the line, jumped ahead to the front in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Which surprised me and kind of made me a little bit sad.
Yes, it did. Again, another elephant in the room we have to address. People on social media, like, don't assume things, okay? Just don't hate, you know? And when I use the word hate, people always say, oh, hate's a strong word. I ain't hating. I just don't. No, you are hating. Hate could be in a small degree. Yeah. Like, don't, you know, I saw the comments as well, and I was like, oh, man, I got to check with my Laura, make sure she's okay. And you were okay, but like you said, you're a little hurt. I mean,
and not necessarily hurt, just surprised that people would react so vehemently to something that I was very excited about. And the stuff that people saw, like on my personal Facebook page, if you're friends with me on there, cool, was very mild compared to what I got in the DMs, in the private messages, so to speak. But there's a lot of hate out there right now. I feel like everything is so emotionally charged.
Yes.
Just before you start to spew something out at someone online, just take a minute, take a beat. I felt very lucky and blessed to be able to sign up to get my first dose yesterday, especially because of my mom, who has a compromised immune system. We joke that we're like the people bubble around her right now, me, mm-hmm. my sister, my dad, the people she sees every day. My mom actually also, with the changes that they made, that the Pennsylvania Department of Health released yesterday, was able to contact her nephrologist and sign up for her first dose of the vaccine, which will be in February, which is really cool.
Right. The changes are coming. People 65 and older will be able to get their vaccinations. People from 16 to 64 that have compromised health issues will be able to get their vaccines as well. So, you know, let's just step back, take a beat, like Laura said. Don't start accusing people of cutting in line or, you know, taking someone else's medicine. It's not true.
I actually highly encourage folks, if you're listening and you are wondering, can I get it? There are lots of resources. There was an awesome comment chain on my post yesterday. An individual was like, oh, I don't think I can. My insurance isn't taken here by a Geisinger. It doesn't matter. You can get this vaccine. It doesn't matter if you have insurance or you don't have insurance. Call the hotlines that are available out there, whether it's Geisinger, Evangelical Community Hospital, or UPMC. Call and ask questions. Contact your doctor. There's resources out there to help you navigate this, especially if you're in that high-risk category that they just released the doses for yesterday as of about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
There it is. Yes. So, just seek information before we judge. Okay, let's just do that. Let's get educated instead of judging and hating. That would be great. Your follow-up is coming up next month. Real quick, are you afraid that you'll get some side effects and miss some work?
Again, like I said yesterday, those feelings of guilt because I got to have it were there yesterday, and then a little bit of apprehension because right away, a lot of friends in the medical field texted me and they were like, hey, just so you know, that second dose, you might have some side effects. I will march into that second dose with confidence. Hopefully, fingers crossed, my body doesn't react. But you never know. Everyone is different. Everyone's immune response is different. So if I have some flu-like symptoms, that's cool. I'll write it out.
All right. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on that day when you're going for phase two. And if we don't hear you on the radio the next day, you're just kind of riding it out a little bit easier, right?
All I have to say is yay science.
Yay, science.
Yay, science.
Tom and Laura in the morning, still to come, birthday buddies. Also, Seth Meyers, what's going on with my pillow?
Oh, gosh. Full disclosure, the husband and I, we didn't realize we have a stinking my pillow.
Oh! I know, like, somebody who has one.
We've had it for a couple of years.
There it is.
Oh, my
Details
God.
On the way.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
All right, call me old school, but back in the day when I was going to be a dad, we weren't having a baby. My wife was. I gave her all the credit.
I mean, technically speaking, yes.
I don't know. I get it now because everybody wants to be, I don't know, would this be
a
considered
partner.
politically correct. We're getting married. She's having a baby. Now it's, we're getting married. We're having a baby. We.
That's okay. It's okay if you want to be part of a couple. That's cool. Don't hate on it.
If you're going to make that happen, then it should be that way across the board. Listen to this wife explaining a whoopsie to her husband.
Hey, so remember when I was pregnant, you told everyone we're pregnant?
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
We dented the car? This lady, okay. She's brilliant.
That's amazing.
That's today's viral comedy of the day.
Oh, my God.
That made me laugh out loud. She was so calm about the whole thing. Now, you're the husband in this situation.
Hey.
You got to be figuring something's coming up.
You told everyone we're pregnant.
Yeah.
And remember when I gave birth, you told everyone we gave birth?
Yeah.
Well, we dented the car.
We dented the car. Ah, I just love
see,
it.
I feel like it is one thing to say, oh my gosh, we are having a baby. But we did not give birth. And I guarantee you, women everywhere agree with me.
That's what I'm saying, Laura.
She gave birth. Although, maybe we did dent the car. I don't know.
I don't know. I was married once a long time ago.
You were?
Yeah, hard to believe. No. And we dented the car a lot, except it wasn't me. And then my oldest daughter comes along, and evidently she's the same way. She would borrow the car, and when she brought it back, it didn't look like it did when it left. And you'd say, what's up with this right here? Oh, I didn't do it. You didn't do it. I guess we did it, huh? But my favorite of all time, and this is a true story, she was late for curfew. She pulled into the garage maybe 10 after midnight when she was supposed to be home. She didn't wait for the garage door to go all the way up because she was trying to beat curfew. So all you heard was this loud crash. I go running downstairs. She gets out of the car angry and says the garage door got in the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we dented the car is not a bad thing. We talked about this a couple months ago, actually a few months ago, like November. Someone had invented the Just Scream hotline because 2020 was a mess, right?
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Over 70,000 screams were submitted.
Oh, geez.
In just that amount of time. Now, the sad part is I don't know why they're doing this now, but they're shutting it down tomorrow. The Scream, Just Scream hotline will be shut down tomorrow.
I mean,
why?
Don't you think that's a little premature?
Yeah.
Listen, there's a brand new incoming administration.
I get it, okay.
But it may or may not necessarily be perfect.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'm thinking 2021 did not come in like, yay, 2020's over.
It really didn't. It kind of came in like, whoa, here, 2020, hold my beer.
That's so exactly it.
Maybe we should leave it up for another couple of weeks, don't you think?
The guy who started it says it's coming down tomorrow, and you can still listen to previous screams on justscreambaby.com. But the whole idea was like a therapy, right? You called and he screamed.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to hear other people screaming. I want to scream myself. Come on.
I mean, we could just let people call in and scream on this show.
The Ford Fun Line will be changed to the Ford Scream Line, but yeah,
why
we could do that.
1-800-326-94KX if you have to get that stress, anxiety, and frustration out, you can call in and scream.
Life worth talking about, life worth screaming about.
Change approved.
How many of you were screaming along with Steve Perry? We all do that. And when you're driving the car, it's kind
we
of
all
embarrassing.
Were.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I was thinking it may be quieter at your house because it's a Tail Wagging Wednesday. But, you know, screaming along with Journey is okay.
Listen, we have some very, very curious kitty cats interested in meeting Prince Harry. Did you know we have royalty here today?
I did not know that. Today's four-legged friend is Prince Harry?
Oh, yes, indeed. A gorgeous big ginger boy who is looking for a lap to snuggle on.
Aww. Well, that's great. Tell us a little bit about this.
So, of course, for this very first Tail Wagon Wednesday of 2021, I'm joined by our very best friend, Jen, from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy it's been a while. It has been. It's been a couple of weeks. You guys have had sort of an exciting holiday at the SPCA, so out of dogs.
Yeah, all of our dogs have been adopted. We are cleared. As soon as they come in, people have been coming in and kind of scooping them right up. Wow. So that's been good. And then with the cats, we are going to be refilling back on them quite quickly. But right now, we're completely cleared out of cats, too, with the exception of Prince Harry.
So tell us about the prince.
Yeah, Tom, the prince, it is a big boy. And when I say big, he looks like he's the size of a small dog.
He is about the, I would say he's bigger than my tiny little dogs at home, but he's very, very sweet. He's very shy at first, but he does warm up eventually. Just kind of takes a few hours when I took him home last night. But I do know he loves, loves, loves other cats. I woke up at 3 a.m. last night to this beautiful love affair between my cat and him, just screaming for each other and putting their little feet through the door.
God bless you.
I woke up and I was like, what is happening? So I let my cat in, and then Prince Harry just started, he blossomed. He just started rolling over on his back. He wanted belly rubs. He was purring. He loves other cats.
Wow, that sounded so much more than it probably actually was. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'm excited to show off Prince Harry on Facebook Live because he is the very last cat that they have available for adoption before they refill the cat room. So that's a really cool thing. And a big thank you and shout out to Wicked Dog Grilling Cafe in Selins Grove for sponsoring another year of Tail Wagon Wednesdays here with Tom and Laura in the morning. We are so grateful to be able to help all of the awesome pets that are available there find forever homes.
Yes, definitely. And we look forward to another great year with the Danville SPCA. Now, okay, so this Prince Harry, he's okay with other cats, but Laura, are your cats okay with Prince Harry?
Do you know what? Felix is actually being quite curious. He's kind of sniffing underneath the door. So we're keeping them separate, of course, for right now.
Okay.
But, you know, if somebody out there has maybe a cat who's looking for a buddy, I think Prince Harry might be the one.
All right, let's go to Facebook Live now, and you'll see Laura and our good friend Jen and our tail wagon buddy.
And really quickly, before we go, Tom, they're doing another pop-up comedy night that Jen wants to mention just super fast.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so next week, we're actually having another Stand Pup Comedy Night. All the information is on our Facebook page under an event page. We're going to be promoting again shortly. But just buy your tickets through that specific link, and then we'll get half of the ticket price. It's next week on the 26th at 8 o'clock.
All right.
Details available soon on the 94KX Facebook page, so head to the KX page, and we're going to go Facebook Live to meet His Royal Highness Prince Harry very shortly.
Some of us have to worry about this. Some of us don't, and maybe it's not that bad. Laura, in a new study of 2,000 grandparents, 81% of them said getting old isn't nearly as bad as they thought it would be when they were younger.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Good news for me. Plus, there's no rule that you have to stop doing the things that you like when you get older. Just make the judgment call, right?
Exactly.
I don't think I'd cliff dive anymore. I enjoyed that so much when I was younger. I think parts of me would fall off on the way down to the water.
I was going to say, were you big into cliff diving when you were younger?
Yes, I did it a lot in Canada. I loved it. Yeah, it's a cool feeling. I don't know.
Okay, sometime you're going to have to tell me the story of how one ends up in Canada and also ends up cliff diving. Like that, yeah.
And I always wanted to bungee jump off a bridge as well, but you just can't do that around here. So I would have to travel to a bigger city or whatever, and I didn't do it. Anyway, 43% of the people in the survey said that they still try to live their lives like they were when they were younger. 45% say they're more carefree now than they used to be. You just have to be careful. Wow.
Very interesting.
3 out of 4 say there's nothing like being a grandparent. Wow.
You know what? I bet if you spoke with Boosha, she would say that for sure.
She loves her two little boys, doesn't she?
Indeed, she does.
You know, and secret be told, I can't wait to be a grandpa. I can't wait. I've been waiting time, Laura. My oldest daughter is 30 years old. Come on. Yeah. My middle daughter just got engaged. She's 27. And the youngest is 24. And I only got so many years left, girl. Come on.
Listen, you will be around for quite some time. You will be okay.
If you're old and you feel good about it, you fit right into this survey. If you're young, you got so much ahead of you. Right, Laura?
Yes, indeed you do. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Ah, the sun shining, the windows rolled down, the sunglasses on, you screaming to the Backstreet Boys as you head to the Ultimate Express Car Wash. Nice setup, right?
Excellent setup.
Unfortunately, it's 30 degrees and it's snowing, and so today you probably don't want to get your car washed. However, Wednesday at the wash still has its bennies, right?
Absolutely. $2 off coupon code texted out to our text club members every week. Here's the thing. Ultimate Express Car Wash, that water is heated, friends. You can go and wash your car today, no problem.
There it is. And for 94KX Text Club members, you get the benefits. All right? You want to check it out. So go to washmydirtycar.com. Love that. Love that website for Ultimate Express Car Wash. Washmydirtycar.com or check out their three locations.
That's right. On the strip there in Sealands Grove, Danville, and up in Williamsport.
Mm-hmm. There it is. What are you doing at 11 o'clock? Are you going to be around a TV or are you going to go to the WKOK app or the Summer Broadcasting app?
I should say. I'm probably going to, if I can't live stream it from like a computer screen or television screen, I'll definitely be listening on the app. But I'm interested in watching this between 11 o'clock and 12. I want to see the inauguration.
Yeah.
Every time we get a president, it's a big deal.
And this one's going to be a little strange with the heavy security and all that, but and some of it being viral and some of it not. But I just think that we as Americans, this doesn't happen every day. So
no, it does not.
So we should watch it. If you can't watch it, WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app will be carrying the CBS coverage starting at 11.
You're unbelievable.
Unbelievable money back guarantee, just $49.99. It's the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar this Saturday. Visit markpatrickseminars.com, sign up, and get your year started off just right.
Woohoo!
Big changes in our country today.
Yes, Inauguration Day. We swear in the 46th President of the United States. Exciting stuff.
Yes, and a chance for change, a chance to whatever. We shall see what we shall see. And somehow, I think you're going to tie this into a thought for the day.
Basically, I'm feeling like we're halfway through the week. Mm-hmm. We are motivated. We are moving on. We are moving up. We are thinking positive thoughts. 2021 is going to get better.
I hope, yeah. Yep, let's do it.
So today, whether it's personal, local, nationwide, acknowledge all of the ways you are moving on and think positively about it.
Move on, right?
Yep. Move on, move up, move out.
Yeah, we're moving out of here. Chad Evans is coming up next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.